Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba acknowledges to Reuters that Ukraine has enough weapons to launch its anticipated spring counteroffensive against Russian troops occupying parts of the country. More from Reuters' Zachary Goldman.
He was careful to say that having enough to launch an operation was not the same as having supplies to complete it.
When you go on the counteroffensive, one thing is to have enough of weapons to begin it, but another thing is to ensure sustainability of supplies in order to be able to continue as long as it is needed.
Western nations have sent artillery, tanks, and ammunition to Kyiv ahead of an expected spring campaign. Ukraine has been silent about when and where it might strike.
4 июня.
Moscow on Monday released footage which it claimed showed its forces thwarting a major offensive in eastern Ukraine. The grainy images purport to show Ukrainian armored vehicles coming under attack.
Meanwhile, Belgium is investigating whether weapons it sent to help Ukraine defend its territory were used over the border in Russia. At a news conference, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. does not endorse Ukraine using weapons provided by allies to be used to attack Russia across the border.
The use of our equipment for offensive operations in Russia, we certainly would discourage that.
Again, that is Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. India's train crash, the families of the victims in the deadliest train crash in decades are filling a hospital to try to identify the bodies of their loved ones. So far, only a few dozen have been identified and a few have been handed over. This is VOA News. International rights group Human Rights Watch says it is concerned about the forced relocation of about 8,000 refugees in Malawi, claiming it violates international agreements, Lamech Messina reports.
Zalegam, the only refugee camp in Malawi, was meant to house 12,000 refugees and asylum seekers, according to the UNHCR. But with more than 50,000 refugees from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Burundi, Rwanda, Somalia, and Ethiopia, it is congested. Several rights groups in Malawi and abroad, including the UN Refugee Agency, have asked Malawi government to stop the relocations due to the congestion. Lamech Messina for VOA News, Blanta, Malawi.
The UN says the speed in which Tigrayans who fled Ethiopia's civil war to neighboring Sudan as well as others is exceeding expectations. We get more from VOA's Henry Wilkins from Chad.
Jim Bean is a UN Refugee Agency spokesperson.
The planning figure for refugee cross the border into Chad at the beginning of a crisis was 100,000, which we surpassed already within 6 weeks. And we are seeing a lot of refugee cross the border every day, not just only Chad, but neighboring country.
Intercommunal violence sparked by Sudan's new civil war has spiraled again in recent weeks. Asked if there is an argument for a UN peacekeeping mission to resume in Darfur, considering the recent flare-up, Alistair Edgar, an associate professor at Bilseil School of International Affairs, replied,
"Yes, I mean, there's a really quick answer for you. Yes."
Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Kufrun, Chad.
Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva unveiled a plan Monday to end illegal deforestation in the Amazon and illegal deforestation by 2030. Lula's term ends by the year 2027. So full implementation would depend on the willingness of whoever comes after him to continue that work. A former FBI agent convicted in one of the most notorious spying cases in American history has died in prison. Robert Hansen took more than $1.4 million in cash and diamonds to trade secrets from Moscow. There is more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.